have reached the dedicated line for the settlement and forgiveness offer regarding the Navient lawsuit. If you have been given a personal reference number, you must provide this when speaking with our department. If you want to confirm your forgiveness eligibility and still have federal student loans, press 1 to be directed immediately to the counselor that can assist you. If this does not apply to you, and you...
Student Loan Advisory Department. My name is Omar. Are you interested in the Student Loan Forgiveness Program?
Yeah, I was calling about the Navient lawsuits and the forgiveness from that.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, did you get a like some kind of notification from us with a reference number?
No, one of my friends called and they gave me the number because I have Navient. I have private loans and federal loans too.
Okay, gotcha. So there's two minimum requirements in order to be approved for the program. Number one, the student loan balance must be $12,000 or more. And number two, you must be employed or have a source of income. You meet those two requirements?
Yeah, definitely. My total balance is, I think, close to like $100,000. I've got, you know, between the private and the federal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So just to let you know, we only work with federal student loans. We can't work with the private loans. Okay.
Okay. So the lawsuits were only for for federal loans?
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
You know what? No, I take that back. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. I just know that the Navient lawsuit is just pertaining to the whole company as a whole. I'm not sure if that's private or student, to be honest.
Okay. I'm a little bit confused.
Though.
How does your company assist with getting people money back from the Navient lawsuits?
Okay, so as far as the Navient lawsuit itself, that lawsuit, it's a class action lawsuit with multiple states right now. You know, there's a few reasons why they're being sued, and I'm not saying this is happening to you, but I'm saying that this is why they're going through the class action lawsuit. And it's because they've been denying a lot of their clients access to student loan forgiveness programs through the Department of Education. At the end of the day, Navient is kind of like they're a business, right? They're kind of like a debt collector, and they don't really, you know, they profit off of getting the money back from your student loans when they buy them out. So they're not too thrilled about getting you some forgiveness through the Department of Education because they lose out on that money. So another reason why they're being sued is accruing fraudulent interest charges on their clients. And again, I'm not saying that's happening to you. I'm saying that that is what the lawsuit is pertaining. With that being said, we help our clients qualify for student loan forgiveness programs that could forgive or eliminate that student debt completely, up to 90% of that student loan debt.
Okay, so
it sounds like
just back up for a quick second. So I thought that this forgiveness was related to the lawsuits, like, directly. So there's like two separate things going on. I'm a first year law student at Cornell, but I study environmental law. So like the numbers and like, you know, trying to figure out my student loan stuff is still kind of like an alien thing to me. And that's why I called you guys, but I did a little bit of research. So I know there was the CFPB lawsuit. I know that different state attorney generals are suing Navient. But my understanding was that your company, like, somehow, you know, gets, like, money back because of those lawsuits.
No, that isn't correct. I apologize if that was your understanding, but, no, we don't have, like, we're not getting your money back from the Navient lawsuit. No, sir. That is a lawsuit all on its own. We have nothing to do with that.
But you said it was a class action, though, right? It was a class action lawsuit?
Yeah. Correct. Correct.
From my research, I could tell there was several lawsuits. And I had called in before just briefly. I didn't have time to talk very long, but they asked me if I was interested in getting forgiveness from the Navient, the lawsuits against Navient. So that's not what's happening.
We can get you forgiveness on your Navient loan. So if you have federal student loans with Navient, we can help you qualify for forgiveness on those programs. Absolutely. But as far as us having anything to do with, like, filing like lawsuit paperwork or anything like that. No, that is not what we do.
Okay.
We simply help you
get
forgiveness from, with the Navient loans that you have in your names.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I mean, the other time when I called in, I got a different answer. The person said that, are you interested in getting forgiveness related to the Navient lawsuits?
And it's forgiveness from Navient, yeah. I mean, not necessarily
the exact lawsuit.
That's what they said.
I just want to make sure I know what I'm getting involved in. And I'm sorry, I'm used to doing business in person, and this is the first time I've called like an internet company to do something like this. So I just want to, I'm sorry. I'm a little like nervous about the process, and I just want to understand more. So there are Navient lawsuits going on with attorney generals and the CFPB and class actions, but you guys are not involved in getting money back from those lawsuits. It's a separate program. Is that right? Correct. Okay.
That is correct. Yeah.
Okay. What's that program called?
The loan forgiveness program. It's different names, but more than likely we could help you qualify for an income-based loan forgiveness program through the Department of Education.
Okay. So it's the loan forgiveness program. And you can help me qualify for it?
Correct. We basically get your income, your family size, and your loan amount. Based off of those three things, the servicer, or more than likely Navient, it just depends on your loans.
Yeah, I understand.
You can even stay with Navient.
Yeah.
So basically, based off of those three things, we'd calculate a qualifying monthly payment for you. Okay? Anywhere between 10 to 20% of your discretionary income. And as long as you're making that small qualifying payment on the student loans, the government will forgive and discharge whatever is left over at the end of your program. Okay,
right.
And that program can be anywhere from 10 years all the way to 30 years. All depends on your employment and your specific situation.
Right, okay? Right. Gotcha. So how much do you guys charge to do this?
So we have enrollment and processing fees. You're looking at either 5 payments of $249 or 6 payments of $208.
Okay, can you tell me what that totals up to?
Yeah, that's
$1,245. Okay, sorry, I'm just taking some notes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you said this is for loan processing fees?
That's for processing and enrollment fees, yes, sir.
Enrollment into the program?
Correct.
Okay. I thought that the IBR and those kind of programs were free to apply for.
That is correct. You can always apply to this free of charge all on your own through Navient. Okay, very similar to filing your taxes, right? You can choose to do your taxes all on your own by yourself, entirely encouraged. But we both know that the vast majority of Americans choose not to because they'd rather pay a professional company to handle all the paperwork and communications for the document, and more importantly, to maximize the government benefits that they get at the end of the program. Okay, it's the same idea that we have here for student loans.
Yeah, I just I don't think it's as complicated because like there is paperwork. I saw the paperwork online, but there's also like the website. And one of my friends, I watched him do it. It took him like 20 minutes and it looked kind of easy, to be honest with you, to get onto the IBR.
I mean, TurboTax is pretty easy to do, right? And it's free of charge. A lot of people have, everybody with an internet connection has access to that. But yet companies like H&R Block are the thriving business based on that.
This is not a tax prep service. I don't think it's the same thing. So you guys are going to charge me like $1,250 to get onto IBR. Are there like ongoing fees after that, or is that a one-time deal?
Yes. There's something called enrollment fees plus recertification fees.
Right. So the recertification is something that you have to do once a year, from my understanding. So what's the fee for that?
Correct. So it all depends on your loan amount. I wouldn't know the exact number of that.
Yeah. So my federal loan amount is $67,312.
Okay, so it sounds like you already know, like, the process and what to do. You know, it sounds like your friend did it on its own, so it doesn't sound like you'd want a professional company like us to help you out, right?
Well, no, I haven't said that. I'm still evaluating my options. I mean, I'm really busy with school. I don't understand a lot of this stuff. I'm just trying to get all the facts. So you mentioned, like, the recertification thing. Like, how much do I pay you guys to help me with that? Basically, is that something I pay monthly? Is that once a year? And I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm calling a few different companies just to, you know, try to get the best deal and everything, just like, you know, shopping around for it, like a tax advisor. Mm-hmm. So you're charging a monthly fee for the recertification.
Okay. You know what, sir? Unfortunately, I am on a timer here for my calls, and I wouldn't be able to assist you at this time. I have to keep on moving over to the next caller who's...
Yeah, but you said there was a monthly... You said there was a monthly certification fee, but the recertification only happens one time per year. So why is it a monthly charge?
That is how our company is set up, sir.
That's how your company is set up?
I'm going to do this. I can't really ask questions with you. I'm going to go to my customer service department. I'll be able to address all these questions for you.
Okay.
Over right now, because I have to get going.
Okay.
Take your time.
All right.
Transferring you. For satisfaction with our service, please remain on the line. Couple of seconds to rate how did.
Hi, I'm sorry. I think I have a bad connection. Can you hear me okay?